What's for dinner?
Lamb and chicken.
Again?
What did you make?
Nothing.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Pookie. Hi. How was school?
Good.
Allie made a new friend, Daniel.
Daniel? Mm-hmm. A boy.
He's coming over on Saturday.
Coming over, yeah? Don't you think you should, like, meet for coffee and see how that goes? Well, Allie, I'm looking forward to meeting your gentleman caller. And I hope Daniel realizes that he's getting involved with a very special young lady.
Don't worry, honey. Daddy won't be here when he comes over.
You're gonna want me there when it's time to pay for the wedding, though, aren't you? So, hey, Allie asked that boy to come over? That's it's a little forward there, don't you think?
Please. Women waited for men to ask, the entire species would die out.
What are you talking about? We wouldn't have gotten together if it wasn't for me.
You?
Yeah.
We got together in spite of you.
Get out of here. It was all me, okay? I came, I saw, I conquered, baby.
You know, as much as I would like to blame you, us getting together is my fault.
That's not the way I remember.
That's exactly how it happened.
No.
Yes.
No, no.
What?
Don't you remember?
Okay, listen, I got a shower, so it'll be like 20 minutes. Okay, bye. Yes?
Hey, got your futon delivery.
Oh, I forgot that was today. Okay, bring it in.
Don't drag it, Dopey. The lady paid for it already.
Slow down. Let me get a grip on it.
Where's this going?
Like somewhere in here.
What? You gotta tell me when you're dropping it. Come on, you've been doing that all day.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Hey, how are you?
I'll go get the frame.
Okay. Delivered one of these to Cher yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she wasn't there. Her assistant was there. I'm not really a futon guy. I'm going to be a writer.
You know, now that I think about it, when that other guy comes back, can you just put it over there instead?
Yeah, I can do that now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't need him. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So where do you want it? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm going to be a journalist.
What are you doing?
Pick it up. I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right,
don't
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Hey. Hey, lucky I'm not delivering your refrigerator.
Okay, could you just excuse me for a minute?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we got it. Go ahead. Yeah, you go run for cover. She's pretty, man.
Yeah, I could see why you'd want to smother her with the futon.
She's different, though. She's, like, different kind of pretty. You know, natural, walk on the beach, have a wine cooler kind of pretty. You know?
Let's get the frame started, then you can write her a poem.
She laughed at my joke, man. You see that? She laughed. You think she's got a boyfriend?
I don't know. Check out the pictures.
I don't see any guys. There's no guys. Hey, maybe she likes women.
If she was like that, she'd be putting this thing together herself. Ask her out, big nose.
No, her? Go out with me? No. Yeah?
Stranger things have happened. I can't think of any.
I live with my parents.
Fine, then I'll ask her out.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because... You're the futon guy.
You're the assistant futon guy. I'm asking her out.
No, I'll do it. She laughed at my joke, man. I'm gonna do it. So, I'll get the clipboard thing and then I can write that thing down.
What?
Nothing. My friend is all nervous because he likes you or something. He wants to ask you out.
Oh, really?
What, you got a boyfriend?
No, it's just that...
Hey, let me ask you something. If we weren't here, you think you could put this thing together yourself?
I got it. Got the forms. Okay. All right, Johnny, what do you got? You almost done now? Let me help you.
No, no, no. I got it. You do what you gotta do.
Okay. Okay. Hey, music. You like music?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Music is good. Yeah. It's a nice apartment you got here.
Oh, thanks.
It's a nice neighborhood. A lot of nice places to eat around here.
Yeah, I know.
You know what's good? That Chinese place with the crazy grandmother who screams at you?
Oh, yeah, China Star. Oh, I love that place.
Yeah.
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 You know what she's screaming?
Yeah. Happy night, da! She's crazy.
She's saying, have a nice day.
Oh. Maybe she's not crazy then.
I love that place.
Yeah, me too. So, you almost done, Gianni, or what?
Are you?
So maybe I'll see you there sometime.
Hmm? Where?
China Star.
Oh, well, yeah. If you're in there and I'm in there, then yeah. You got a sign,
okay.
Sign on the bottom.
I'll probably be there for lunch tomorrow. You talking about it made me really hungry for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, I just had Chinese today.
Oh, my God.
But sometimes when I go back 2 days in a row, I order something different, you know? Like shrimp. So if I was to go back there and order the shrimp, would you want to go with me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? Oh, great. Great. I told you I was going to be a writer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a way with words. Let's go.
All right. Okay. All right. So then what, like 1 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, good. All right, good. Great. So then tomorrow, 1 o'clock, okay. Right? Okay. Oh, I'm Ray.
I'm Deborah.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Yeah. Okay. So tomorrow then?
Yeah, great.
All right, good. Great. Yeah. Happy night, da! Am I the man or what?
Oh, yeah, you're the man. You should have your genitals revoked.
Oh, I'm so pretty. I'm so pretty. I'm so pretty.
Hey, beautiful. We forgot to give it a futon cover.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like, come in.
What's up?
What are you doing?
I didn't want him to see.
Would you excuse me, please?
Okay, I'm sorry. Look, I didn't see anything.
Yes, you did.
I know. I'm sorry.
Totally naked.
Yep.
Totally naked. A beautiful woman, totally naked, facing you.
Yes.
Another gift for Raymond. I burst into places all the time. I raid massage parlors. You know who I get to see naked? Fat guys. Fat, hairy, bald guys. You get to go out with a naked girl.
Oh, I'm not going out with her. Are you kidding? She thinks I'm a pervert.
And she's the one running around naked.
In her own apartment. No, I didn't turn away fast enough.
Well, how fast did you turn?
I don't know. Like this.
Where's the turn?
my God, I didn't turn. I didn't even turn. See, forget it. There's no way I can ever go out with her.
Yes, you can.
No, the whole time, she'll know that all I'm thinking about is her breasts.
Well, don't think about them.
Don't think about them. Yeah. Don't think about zebras. Go.
Wow.
Yeah. See, what are you thinking about?
A zebra with breasts.
That's it. That's why. There's no way I'd go out with her.
Listen, you have to. You've achieved more before the first date than I usually do by the end of a relationship.
Forget it. I already called. I canceled anyway. I left a message on her machine.
Seems like a terrible waste of a naked girl.
Robbie, your father's coming home soon.
Yeah?
You're sitting in his chair. You know how upset he gets if he sees your imprint in his chair.
He can kiss my imprint.
It's just that he's working so hard, that's all. I can't wait till your father retires. Oh, he's going to be so much more pleasant then.
Well, hello there.
Hi. Is this 319 Fowler?
Why, yes, it is. May I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for Ray Barone.
Of course you are. Come in. Raymond! Girl!
There's a girl here for Raymond?
What's going on? Oh. Hi.
Who is this?
Hi, I'm Deborah Whalen. Ray delivered a futon to me.
Oh.
What?
Oh, nothing. Just thinking about zebras.
Wouldn't you like to introduce us to your friend, Raymond?
This is my Marie and Robert. My roommates. What are you doing?
Well, I went
here?
To the futon store and your friend told me that I could find you here. Is there some place that we could talk?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
If I knew you were going to have a visitor, I would lay out a nicer pair of pants for you.
So, hi.
How come you canceled our lunch?
Well, I didn't think
you still... Is it because you saw me naked? Admit it. You don't want to go out with me because you saw me naked.
No, I mean, yes,
well,
but I'm
sorry. Well, just so you know, I don't look like that.
What?
It was like a bad angle, bad lighting. I hadn't showered yet. That's not how I look.
What do you mean? Well, you looked great. Not that I looked.
Then how come you canceled?
Because I was in over my head anyway. I was thinking you'd think I'm just some futon guy, and then you throw pervert on top of it.
Well, you shouldn't let me be the one to cancel. That's the decent thing to do when you see someone naked. The naked person gets to cancel.
I didn't know that.
All right, forget it. Oh, and by the way, there's something wrong with that stupid futon. The right leg is so loose.
All right, okay. You want me to fix it?
Well, somebody better, because I got the warranty.
Okay. All right, I'll fix it tomorrow. And I'm the futon guy.
It was nice to meet you both.
So, what time tomorrow, then?
I get home from work about 6.
That's no good. Raymond eats at 6.
Do you mind? 6 is good.
Okay.
Okay, dear. Lovely meeting you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
She's not the girl for you, Raymond.
Who is it?
It's, Ray from Claude's Futons.
Yeah, come in. I said come in.
Okay, now it really sounds like you're saying come in.
Yeah, I did say come in. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, you're all dressed up.
Oh, yeah. The other time, those are my delivery clothes. Yeah, this is what I wear when I fix stuff. Okay. Stupid dressed up moron.
What?
So it's the right leg that's loose?
Yeah, it's the right one.
Okay. I tell you, nothing really seems to be loose here.
Oh, sure seem loose to me.
You know what? I can't even tighten these anymore, really.
Huh. I thought it was loose.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like I made too much food here if you're, hungry.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah, you want some?
All right, yeah. Wrap it up. I'll eat it in the truck.
You can eat it here if you want.
Oh. Okay.
You can sit.
Sit here?
Yeah, that's all right.
You need me to help with anything?
No, I got it.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, sure.
Were you making all that food for someone and they didn't show up?
They showed up. Here you go.
So the futon was never loose?
You know, I've been out with a lot of guys, like stockbrokers and athletes and rich, famous, good-looking guys.
So you're going the other way now.
No, I'm not going anyway. You just seem like a nice guy, that's all. You are planning on being a journalist, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's not as much fun as knocking people over with futons, but...
Actually, I'm going to be a sports writer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You like sports?
Oh, well, I do PR for the Rangers.
Really?
Yeah.
So you know, like, Van Beesbrook and LaRouche?
Yeah, all those guys.
Wow.
So your family seem nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they seem nice. I'm only living with them until, you know...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, this is great. This is... What is this?
Oh, it's lemon chicken.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah? You really like it, huh?
I could eat this the rest of my life. What?
Nobody's ever really liked my cooking before.
Well, they're nuts. Are you kidding? This is great.
Yeah.
Can I have more?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, well, let me get it.
No, I got it. I can get it. Yeah. Hey, you want something to drink?
Yeah. Well, let me get that.
Okay, the glasses are right there.
Okay. Ice?
Yeah. That'd be great.
I like the round cubes with the holes in them. Those are my favorite kind of cubes. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. You keep knocking me down.
I know. I'm sorry. You all right?
Yeah. You're a good kisser.
All right, you're in shock.
Listen, I don't want you to think I'm like this, because I'm not.
Me neither.
I mean, if this goes anywhere, it's going to be at least 6 months before you see me naked again.
It's okay. I just want some more of that chicken.
Here's some more chicken. How is it?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Still great.
You're still a good kisser.